This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, yeah, so do we. Want to get your hands around Doug Carlson's back?
Mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I only use this example because it's so bizarre to me. It hits some weird spot in my brain that both my grandfathers came close to dying in World War II. They never wanted to talk about it. And then later after they died, we got into their army manuals and graduation yearbooks from the Army Air Corps and the rest of them. One was a fighter pilot. One of them was a B-17 pilot. And my dad's dad would always tell him, oh, I was just a cook. I didn't do anything. And then, of course, he did his 22 missions out of North Africa into Italy during some of the worst air fighting. And then he was somebody that ran things as a mid-level officer over supply. But I could see why I didn't want to talk about it, because after he'd flown his missions and then he volunteered for more and he got like sunstroke basically from not wearing sunglasses, burned his corneas, and then like a few missions later, everybody died and the plane blew up. That was all in the literature and in the articles. And I'm just thinking about them flying missions over Italy and over Eastern Europe, and down below is 15-year-old George Soros rounding up Jews and persecuting them and finding where they're hidden and doing all this. And then it's weird, like, here I am, my grandfathers are both dead. One of them almost died on a landing in the fighter plane flipping and almost killing him. And I'm sitting here, I'm having to fight the weird, almost 90-year-old, creepy Nazi collaborator, and then all these weird leftists are worshiping him and supporting him and love it and think it's cute and make excuses. And it's just so surreal. It's like, what type of world is this for generation after generation? I'm fighting, my family's fighting the same creature. Because he was a small part of that then. But it's wild to know that. Roger Stone is popping in with us in this segment and the next. We're about to go to break, but Roger Stone, you say you've got major breaking news dealing with the shakeup in the campaign. Bannon, the head of Breitbart, has said that it's just an expansion of the campaign, but mainstream media says this is a campaign in disarray. What's really going on?
Yeah, no, that's a total mischaracterization. This is typical of the mainstream media's attempts to undermine the Trump campaign. Donald Trump has been running a campaign with a skeletal staff for some time. He has a good national political director, Jim Murphy, but he's totally immersed in building a national organization, particularly in the key states. He has an excellent press operation with Hope Hicks and Jason Miller. He has a campaign chairman and a campaign deputy. The Clinton machine has hundreds of people on the payroll. So this is two exceptionally talented people, Kellyanne Conway, who I think Donald and Ivanka have a great confidence in, who has a special expertise and knowledge about women voters, a friend of mine from lives in my native state of Connecticut, and Steve Bannon, who, like you and I, Alex, is a nationalist, who believes in that.
And so Patriots got added to the whole deal, and the media spins it into some type of defeat, and he's adding some heavy hitters.
No, look, and there's no question that Bannon, like me, is an advocate for an outsider strategy. Trump needs to take on the two-party duopoly, including those at the Republican
National Committee. So it's accurate to say the brass knuckles are going on right now.
Well, I mean, in all honesty, a week ago, the Republican National Committee spokesman entertains a question from the press saying, are you cutting off the presidential candidate's financing and support? And instead of saying absolutely out of the question, he says that's a decision we'll make in October. That is treasonous. That's not the role of the Republican National.
And this is today. Donald Trump who's raising the money for these ungrateful little neocon bastards.
Well, this is what you get when you make peace with the rhinos. They undermine you. I happen to know a major, major Republican.
No honor among thieves. Stay there, Roger. We're going to give you the floor for one segment. I know you're busy. When we come back, get ready. Roger is hot. Stay with us.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Hosting right now, but I'm over into the fourth hour because Roger Stone's here with breaking news. Paul Watson, jump in anytime, who's about to be hosting the show in about 10 minutes, anytime you want. Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign, his former business partner, was the head of it, now still major part of it, but they brought in Bannon, the head of Breitbart, who's known as a real street fighter, and the word is that if you think Trump took the gloves off the last month, get ready for brass knuckles to be put onto those fists. So let's talk about what this really means, Roger Stone.
Alex, I think this is a giant plus for the Trump campaign. Steve Bannon is a street fighter. He is a nationalist. He understands the immigration issue particularly well. He is hardline anti-Islamic terrorists and radical Muslims. He is skeptical. He's not a neocon. He very much understands the globalists are the enemy here to democracy, to freedom, He's not a fan of George Soros, to say the least, so I share his worldview very much. He is also a very successful executive who really understands the new media, which is going to be important for Trump's candidacy. He's not replacing Paul Manafort. This isn't a shakeup. It's an expansion.
And he said that. He's augmenting things.
So you have the New York Times and the Washington Post, and most likely being propped up by Sidney Blumenthal and Corey Lewandowski, trying to write this as some kind of a shakeup when Trump expands his campaign with two more pros, because many hands make work light. I mean, this is a presidential campaign.
Sure, Hillary has 500 people. Yeah. Trump has 50. I'm getting on Lewandowski for a minute, because, I mean, obviously he's old news, but he really is out there tweeting against Manafort. He really is like a Benedict Arnold. I mean, Trump should call.
To go out and say, I only want what's best for Mr. Trump in the campaign. Attacking Trump's campaign manager is not helpful to the campaign. The guy's all out. I mean, he just has no sense of...
This seemed to scare the mainstream media.
Some people are in this to elect Trump. Others are measuring the curtains for their next job. It's pathetic.
Exactly. So this is a big plus, though, having Bannon on board.
I think it's terrific. And Kellyanne is an experienced pro, and they work well with Manafort. And his very skilled deputy, Rick Gates, a very capable guy who helps keep the trains on time. And I think they all have a good relationship with the Trump children, who are the greatest assets of this campaign. I mean, I don't know why the media is so fixed on the internal workings of our campaign. Could they just focus on the content of Trump's speeches? And the scrutiny, if they would put the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative scams, because they're slush funds for grifters. They're not legitimate charities. They're breaking more charity laws than you can imagine. They are vehicles for the facilitation of multi-million-dollar bribes from China, from Russia, from Saudi. But the New York Times isn't interested in that. Instead, they cook up a fabricated story and put it on page one about Paul Manafort's perfectly legal dealings in Ukraine where he ran a campaign. It never worked for the Ukrainian government. There is no investigation. He is not the subject of investigation. There is no evidence against him that's admissible in any court. There's no evidence that he took any $12 million in payments. This is a hit job.
It certainly
it's
is.
It's not incidental that the owner of the New York Times is the largest single donor, a Mexican citizen, against
Clinton. And again, then they say we're against Mexicans. No, what is some Mexican kingpin, the richest guy in the world, arguably, connected to all this corruption, doing, owning the New York Times, writing all these hit pieces? I mean, if I own some giant newspaper in Mexico and I'm up here in Texas, the Mexicans would be like, shut up, gringo, and they should. It's like, what are you doing involved in our stuff?
I cannot tell you how many reporters in the mainstream media said they read the Times above the page one story, above the fold story, and said, this is a nothing burger. They covered themselves five times by saying Manafort, who's not the subject of the investigation, it was a total fabrication. So meanwhile, the Times does not dig into the very serious ongoing crimes at the Clinton Foundation. I'm talking about things that have transpired since Peter Schweizer wrote his terrific book, Clinton Cash. So ongoing criminal conspiracies.
I want to bring Paul Watson in, who's hosting this hour. Don't be timid, Paul. Come in here and any comments or questions for Roger Stone. I've got a few more.
No, I think with the Bannon situation, Alex, there was a headline in Bloomberg Businessweek back in October. This man is the most dangerous political operative in America. That was before he was even officially on board with the Trump campaign.
And you know why? He's influential. He's smart. And he basically sounds like Alex Jones.
Well, that's why I had to send out on tweet a congratulations, Steve Bannon. However, you are the second most dangerous man in American politics.
Sorry, go ahead.
Bannon is a good friend of mine, and he was actually featured in last year's international best and worst dressed list as one of the worst dressed men in America.
Okay.
And he loved it. Because I explained, this is a guy who is so concerned about saving the country, so concerned about saving America, that he eats at his computer. This guy is a workaholic and a whirlwind of great ideas.
I know. I was emailing with him this morning.
He doesn't have to worry about worldly crap like that. Just get me a hamburger.
He was responding in real time. And I talked to somebody else in the office that was talking to him while he was real time while I'm talking to him on email.
Yeah, no, look, so the guy is he is a whiz, and he understands the new media. I am, by the way, Paul, a huge Paul Watson fan. I love your writing and some of the investigative stuff you do. It's terrific.
Absolutely. Other stuff on the radar, and then I know you're busy. I'm going to let you go, Roger, and I'm going to turn this over to Paul. What else is going on? I mean, obviously, so much is happening. We've got on Fox News, political science professor who's been around about five or six elections since 87.
Let me say this. The Clintons' activities in Haiti post-earthquake are about to blow in a big way. This will reveal corruption that will be stunning to the American people.
Well, it's known they stole more than half the money for themselves, and that she gave 97% of the money that she gives the foundation to herself.
But let's remember, previously, their defense on all of this is, you have no proof. All I'm going to say is I think the Haiti scandal will blow sky high.
Good. And the next week?
Well, sometime in the very near future.
Okay, let's expand.
See, the great thing is the truth can't be suppressed anymore. I understand that in the 80s, the Clintons could lean on news organizations. I wrote a piece on voter rigging for The Hill, and The Hill has come under intense pressure from the censors, David Brock, the self-appointed censor who's operating illegally under his tax status.
Yeah, it's like coming under censorship from some serial killer or something.
Yeah, demanding that we not publish the writings of Roger Stone. Why? Why are you opposed? Well, let people decide for themselves. Let them read my...
Yeah, why are you banned on everything? Because you do link to Stanford Research saying it's rigged and CBS News saying it's rigged. You're pissed.
My piece is thoroughly footnoted. Let readers decide for themselves whether I'm full of bull or whether I make a good case. I'm telling you the machines can be rigged easily.
Well, they have been.
I'm telling you can use a $15 advice you can get at Radio Shack or Best Buy to vote multiple times on these machines without detection.
Sure. Let me throw this at you. We're almost out of time.
And I'm telling that this, I actually think that that both parties have rigged the machines in major contests in the last several years.
Let me throw this curveball at you, Roger. We're almost out of time here. I want to pull up one more question. The situation with Hillary's health, I mean, I don't just hype that she looks really sick because, that'll get her out of the race. We've got videos and stuff where she has to be helped up now, not just the photo drug show, but Secret Service holding her up, her having to sit on a chair, her toddling around. She's obviously degenerating quickly. And we can scroll through the article. Hillary stools, hashtag, a new article. Clinton using chairs as crutches in countless speeches. You scroll down, it shows the Secret Service having to hold her up. I mean, she looks like she's sitting on a toilet or something. Maybe she's changing her diaper. What's going on here?
I don't think that she is well. Remember, we have the sworn testimony of Huma Abedin saying she's easily confused. I don't think she's in good health. I don't know what the degenerative disease she has is. I've seen various physicians write their theories based on appearance and other symptoms, but none of them, of course, have examined them. She does not look well to me. Her whole campaign style is based around the fact that she has no stamina. This is why we have no press conference in 200.
But then she said that kooky if we say she has no stamina. She has no stamina. She said last week she could barely get up. If she lays down, she can't get back up. But it's a total conspiracy theory that she has no stamina and that she's sleeping.
Well, I understand that. So one has to hope that in the campaign that the rigors of the campaign will demonstrate this more and more to the American voters. Beyond that, I understand the intricacy of losing sympathetic female voters if you raise this in the wrong way. But my guess is that the American people will catch on to this in the next 90 days. We've already caught on to it. The non-elite media has already figured this out. It's only a matter of time before the voters figure it out.
Well, I'm glad that Trump is weighing in on this. Let's play that short clip and get a final question from Watson, then I'm going to hand the baton to Watson here with Roger Stones, who's got to go. Here's Trump a few days ago talking about Hillary. And the big question is Umid Abedin actually the groom of the stool?
Hillary Clinton has supported tax increases on the middle class for her entire career. She's voted for higher taxes 235 times in the Senate. I thought it was more than that. That doesn't sound... Think of it. She's voted for tax increases. And by the way, she's proposing a big one today in her speech, her teleprompter speech. She's got... Her speeches are so short, though. They don't last long. You know, they're like, 10 minutes, let's get out of here. Go back home and go to sleep. 3 days later, she gets up and she does another one and goes back home and goes to sleep. Oh, boy, is ISIS hoping for her. Is China hoping? Can you imagine China? They come in. You ever negotiate with the Chinese? They're tough. They're tough. You got to hit them back with a lot of energy.
I just don't see her winning. In closing, I'm going to let you go. Roger, I appreciate your time. StoneZone.com. We have the Clinton rape shirt that you designed available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps fund our operation and what you're doing. What do you make of USA Today app maker Trump will win, saying their people are way more Trump than Hillary? Political science professor Trump is 87% winning. He's been right about at least five, maybe six elections. Social media partners patterns show Trump is looking at landslide victory. I mean, I just see the grassroots, the crowds, the people.
It's more evidence that these polls, like Reuters, are rigged to show her further ahead or ahead when she's not. There's clearly no energy surrounding her campaign. She's drawing tiny crowds. The media have to endeavor to shoot the event in a way to make it look like there's more people than there are. Trump is bringing record crowds everywhere he goes. At the end of the day, I still argue between a voter fraud, which is not non-existent, as the left says, but somewhat limited, you're still going to have efforts to vote many illegal immigrants in the machine-run Democratic states. And, as I have posited, these machines are quite easy to rig. Indeed, there's evidence that they have been rigged before. This is why I'm organizing a project to do exit polls in Pennsylvania and probably Virginia.
Well, we're going to have you back up, but I got to say this. I got to interrupt since you said it. Reuters, U.S. offers states help to fight election hacking. That's Reuters with Jay Johnson. I thought Obama said 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago he doesn't even know what election fraud is. Now suddenly they say it's a major issue. You were on here last week or Monday. You said you were more worried about the federal elections people doing the hacking than anybody else, and now they're announcing it. Roger, final comment.
No, look, I think we know the rubric here and how this works. First, you set an expectation with the polls, and then between voter fraud and election theft, which are two completely different things. Voter fraud involves people voting multiple times, people who are not eligible to vote, voting, illegal immigrants voting, and machine manipulation. This election can be heisted. And there's several ways to combat that. Some third party, a truly independent party, should be allowed to look at the software for these machines on the eve of the election.
But Jay Johnson says he's going to hook up some special stuff to make sure it's all accurate.
Yeah, right. Look, when the president came out and said the idea of a voter fraud and election theft was ridiculous, that was the instant in which I knew they were going to try it.
In fact, we got to find the clip. You actually said, whether it was last week or Monday, when we brought this up, you said, watch out. They're going to send people. That's who you got to watch. And then sure enough, they're doing it.
Yeah, I think there's a number of ways to both discourage the theft of this election and to document it. This is not, as some on the left want to say, Trump positioning himself so that no matter the circumstances of his losing, if he loses, he can say that it was stolen. No, he has to have solid evidence that there is theft, evidence of voter fraud or evidence of machine manipulation. that can be collected, and I think to protect the security and honesty of this election, it's incumbent on Trump.
Well, we're going to do it together. And you're absolutely right. Look, they claimed he was being a sore loser when he was winning primaries and he was contesting it, but he won because he contested. Bernie didn't. He lost. So Michael Moore and Cuomo's son, they can all go to hell. StoneZone.com. Thank you so much, Roger.
Great to be with you.
There he goes. All right, Paul, sorry to cut into your time. I know you got a big guest coming up right after the break. But, Paul, epic times be alive, my friend, from Her Britannic Majesty's London, England. I hand the baton to America's favorite redcoat, Paul Joseph Watson.
What an introduction, Alex. I don't know if I can live up to that introduction there, but I'll try. You were talking about the polls, and again, we had the article up today, I think it was out of Liberty Blitzkrieg. These polling organizations are left-wing. They're biased, most of them. There are a couple of notable exceptions, but we tried to do polls on different issues over the past few years. Some of these polling agencies refused to even take our money because we weren't aligned with them politically. That's how biased they are.
I forgot about that, because I used to do polls like 15 years ago, and they would try to screw you, but now they just go, no, we got to do that again.
Yeah.
We got to call up and record them doing it. Ought to go to New York with a hidden camera and show it.
It wasn't even about a conservative liberal issue. It was about the TSA, and this one left-wing polling organization said, no, we're not even going to take your money, which goes to the heart of it, which is their bias. So you look at Bloomberg, you look at Reuters, they ask people, who are you going to vote for? People say, I'm not going to vote for either Trump or Hillary.
They
and
Hillary.
They refuse to take that as an answer. They say, no, you have to choose one. Are you going to vote for Hillary? It's going to be Hillary, isn't it? And
they
say, oh, okay.
Let's get ready to rumble. Sorry, go ahead. I'm out of here now, Paul. I'm going to stop playing Mr. Microphone here.
So they pressure them over and over again. Even though they've told the polling agency they're not going to vote for either Trump or Clinton, they say, but what if you did vote? Would it be for Hillary? Would it be for Hillary? They eventually relent and say, yes, it would be for Hillary, even though they're not going to vote. They take all those answers and include them in favor of Hillary.
Paul, you're not saying they ever rig anything, are you? I mean,
no, it's just an outrageous conspiracy theory. So Reuters had Trump marginally ahead. They included all the people who are not going to vote and said, oh, no, they're actually going to vote for Hillary, even though they said, I'm not going to vote. And that's how Hillary has the lead in these polls.
And that's just what they're telling us, bro.
Yeah. And then you've got the more accurate online polls, which show Trump is far, far closer to Hillary. And it's this whole social stigma thing. You know, Trump is literally Hitler all of a sudden. So people aren't going to say on the phone, yes, I'm going to vote for Trump. But it's like Brexit. All the polls for Brexit beforehand were wrong. They showed that the Remain vote was clearly ahead by 5-6 points.
Oh, yeah. I really hate the West, though.
The vote. They were all wrong. They were all completely wrong because people...
Paul, side issue. I'm going to let you take over. This is having too much fun. I'm up in the ante to get AIDS Freelix and Carl the Cuck. Now it's up to $20,000 apiece to come and appear on this show for at least 2 hours. I'm going to be nice to them, by the way. They don't know how nice we are behind the scenes. Can you imagine having dinner with Carl the Cuck? Oh, that'd be incredible.
If you could get Trigglypuff in there, then that would be quite the event. But what was it, $5,000? I think you've got to go higher. But again, these people have been...
I'm offering them 20 apiece.
Their lives have been literally turned into memes.
I know, so they need to like own it and like make a little money off of it.
No, I mean...
You know what they say in Japan, you know...
Yeah, we created the legend. They should just embrace the legend of who they are and, you know, build a career out of it.
Yeah, I mean, you want to sit there and, while you're white and yell, you're an effing white male. I hate the Western world. Yeah, I really hate it. Yeah, it's so oppressive. Oh, yeah, I wish someplace wasn't like this.
It's an amazing achievement. In fact, Trigglypuff is almost... at 1 million views on my YouTube channel, so people need to go back and watch that video because it's at like 900.
Trigglypuff is unbelievably hot.
Unbelievably so, and in fact, you know, I've seen her.
I love how she sits there and unscrews the little bottle she has to drink. Like, we shouldn't laugh. These are victims, buddy. That is mind control.
You should have seen the stuff that people who went to her college sent to me privately, stuff that's not even on the internet. it's even funnier than anything you've seen about her requirements for.
All right, I'm going to get out of here. All I'm going to say is, fire at will, Commander. Sorry to cut into your time today. Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock. Paul Watson with his guest coming up straight ahead from Her Britannic Majesty's Command Base. There in the Atlantic Ocean, London, England. I'm Alex Jones, coming to you from a secret location.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Forse un tanto popolerà, si dirà si può sottere, forse un amici popolerà, su un tratti preferi.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live. It's the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour overdrive with me, your host, Paul Joseph Watson. Now, Drudge all day has had the headline up as his top link, Pillows for Hillary. Again, everywhere that Hillary goes, every speech she gives, she needs to be literally propped up by pillows. If you saw the video yesterday, her visit to Joe Biden's house, literally struggling to even walk up the drive, holding on to railings, holding on to the table. This is a major issue. It's a major cover-up. The mainstream media is panicking about Hillary's health. And, of course, for the past couple of weeks, they've relied on that old adage of this is just a conspiracy theory. Daily Beast, which, of course, is a Clinton mouthpiece came out and attacked me, attacked Mike Cernovich, said, oh, you don't have any experts. You don't have any health professionals. Even though in my original video, which has now got 3 million views, I named all the neurologists, all the doctors, all the health experts that circulated these suspicions, these concerns in the first place. But they said no. Chris Hayes of MSNBC said no, this is just a nutty conspiracy theory. Well, now we've got Dr. Drew, who is known as America's most trusted physician, again, board-certified medicine specialist, an active physician, coming out and saying that he's gravely concerned about Hillary's health, coming out and saying that she has brain damage, that the drugs that she's being given are causing all these, quote, weird side effects. So, again, that's not me saying it. That's not conspiracy theorists on the dark corners of the internet saying it. That's America's most trusted physician to add to the names of all the other health experts who have come out and said the same thing. This is not a conspiracy theory. We have noted professionals all saying the same thing, that there are major problems with Hillary's health, and the videos, the photos only continue to confirm that. So another individual who's been hot on the trail of this big controversy over the last few weeks is Mike Cernovich, author, writer, and social media pariah to the left. The book is Guerrilla Mindset. I have it right here. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So, Mike, again, the media were obsessed with, you know, John McCain's health back in 2008. They forced him into releasing his medical records. This time around, they're attacking anyone who asks the same questions about Hillary, calling them conspiracy theorists. Why is being concerned about a presidential candidate's ill health only a baseless conspiracy theory when they're a Democrat? Explain that to me.
One of the people even sent me in a link where they were asking for Mitt Romney's health records too, including his psychiatric records. So it not only did the liberal media go after John McCain's records, they also went after Mitt Romney's records. Now, why are they doing this? Well, the DNC leaks proved it. It proved what you and I and others have said for years, people like Alex Jones, other pioneers have said for decades, which is the media takes its marching orders from the Democratic National Committee, and DNC leaks prove that.
I mean, literally, Daily Beast, they attacked me, they attacked you on the same day. They attacked you on a different issue, but this is a company that is owned by an organization whose board of directors includes Chelsea Clinton. It's literally a Clinton mouthpiece. And yet today, for example, they have the temerity to come out and say, oh, Donald Trump is hiring somebody who, you know, sits on the on this media organization that's been a mouthpiece for Trump since the beginning, when they're literally the same thing for Hillary Clinton. Now, Chris Matthews came out, I think it was last night. He questioned Hillary's health. The left went absolutely nuts. They tried to put him back in his box merely for raising the issue. We've got, you know, U.S. News and World Report, CNN saying, oh, Hillary's physician a year ago told us that Hillary was completely fine. So, like, that's an impartial, independent source. And yet we've got all this new evidence that she's got major health problems. We've got Dr. Drew coming out today saying that he's gravely concerned about it. Again, hardly a right-wing extremist, Dr. Drew. Now, you started the trend last night on Twitter, Hillary's stools. Tell us about that.
Yeah, big picture is we have the media shook because we create news cycles. If we want something to be news, the media, they try to ignore it. They can't ignore it anymore. And that's why they're trying to dismiss us as conspiracy theorists, because they won't debate us. I heard Alex Jones even saying earlier in the segment, I'm offering these people $20,000 to come onto my show for 2 hours, $10,000 an hour. Man, I do okay in life. I wish I was getting $10,000 an hour to come on somebody's show. And they won't debate us because they know that the truth is on our side. So what we did with Hillary Stools was a reader pointed out to me, she said, I went to this rally and I noticed that Hillary was always leaning back on the stool, and she sent me pictures. Now, there's a stool that she has to lean on, a leaning stool. So we held a live Periscope session. 15,000 people showed up, and we came up with the hashtag Hillary Stools, which ended up being the number one trending hashtag on Twitter before the night was over.
Again, a testament to the power of just you as an independent reporter on this, taking that issue, turning it into a viral hashtag within a matter of minutes. And the other aspect of that, of course, which proves your point, is this weird handler, this black guy who initially was her medical assistant, then the media claimed he was a Secret Service agent. We drew attention to that, to the fact that he was, you know, basically hypnotizing her on stage when she had these freakouts after being confronted. He seems to have mysteriously disappeared, correct?
Yeah, and the stools have disappeared too. And the PSYOPs campaign, I'm very overt about what I do. I'm running the PSYOPs campaign. We're making it now so Hillary can't have her little precious stool to lean on. She's not traveling with her hypnotist. That is going to lead to fatigue. So we can expect more unforced errors from Hillary. Now, the mainstream media's freak out to this is evidence that we're on to something. They all know that Hillary's sick because they travel with her. They're on the airplanes with her. They're with her every day. That's why they're freaking out. That's why, again, the Daily Beast, they did a hit job on you. They did a hit job on me to try to get me banned from TV, bringing up out-of-context tweets from 5 years ago. That's how desperate they are. That's all they can do. They can't address our arguments, so they try to discredit us. But it doesn't matter. We're winning. We're getting our information out. It truly is an information war. And finally, for the first time in a very long time, people like us are winning.
I mean, you're trailblazing on this issue, and that's very apparent. What I've been told privately is that, you know, we had people out there ready today to get the footage from relatively close up of her getting out of the vehicle, because, of course, we were told by a Secret Service source that they've spent around $500,000 on these three SUVs to lower the floor to provide some kind of disabled access. So we were going to get pretty close, get some photos, get some videos of that today. They changed the route in which Hillary arrived to whatever location she's at today to avoid media attention. So as you said, with the stool, they've taken away the stool. The weird handler who had the injection syringe, who calmed her on stage, he's disappeared. So while we have the Clinton campaign, and in fact they came out yesterday to the Washington Post and said, this is a debunked conspiracy theory. How dare Donald Trump glom onto this? This is right-wing conspiracy theory. Well, if it's a conspiracy theory, why are you changing your behavior? Why have you removed the stool? Why have you removed the handler? They're obviously really sensitive to this, Mike, which suggests that there is some kind of cover-up going on. Do you think that they'll be forced at some point to release some kind of medical record to try and dismiss this whole thing?
Right now, they're trying to figure out a way to spin it, and I think they'll try to make a sympathy play. And they'll say, oh, Hillary did have some kind of health problems, and now these people are right-wing bullies. Can you believe? So what we'll do is we'll go from conspiracy theorists to they'll call us bullies next and try to make her, like the left always does, appear like a victim. However, that has perils and pitfalls because, as I'm fond of saying, pity doesn't get you votes and pity doesn't get you, you know, laid either. So just because people feel sorry for you and feel like you're being bullied, that doesn't mean that they're actually going to vote for us. So, again, the media is so shook by this because they know that we're right. They're covering things up. A good example of that was, remember the Hillary, you know, the seizure thing? When AP journalist said, oh, I was there and I didn't think anything was unusual. But I think it was either you or Stefan Molyneux posted the image of as it happened. That same so-called journalist was like this. What? She completely freaked out, right?
Completely, yeah. She came out and said, oh, it was nothing out of the ordinary that Hillary had this seizure that went on for like a minute. And then the mainstream media, MSNBC, came out and said, oh, I slowed down the footage. I edited the footage to make it appear worse than it was. They said this as they personally sped up the footage to try and get it over as quickly as possible. Because this weird bobblehead thing that she was doing went on forever. And as he said, this AP journalist came out, who was, you know, obviously pro-Clinton, said, oh, there was nothing abnormal about this exchange whatsoever. Look at her face. Tell me that that's not abnormal, absolutely bizarre. But now we've got Dr. Drew coming out today. Again, they tried to pin this on right-wing extremist conspiracy theorists. We've got Dr. Drew, America's most trusted physician. He said that he's analyzed the records that have already been released on Hillary Clinton. And even what they've released is very suspicious because she's getting treatment straight out of the 1950s, the 1960s. He said that he's gravely concerned about it because the very side effects that we've seen in all this video footage and in these photos, the weird seizures, the dizziness, the confusion, they're side effects of the medication that's inaccurately being prescribed to her by her doctors. So, you know, they can no longer just dismiss this by claiming it's Paul Joseph Watson, Mike Cernovich, when we've got more and more prominent voices coming out. And I guess you've also been contacted, Mike, by health experts, by neurologists like I have, who are saying the same thing, correct?
Yes, and I've also been contacted by Secret Service agents, as you have. And I've heard similar things, that it is an open secret among the Secret Service agents that Hillary could fall down any time. And that's why if you look at the other picture of Hillary being held up by a Secret Service agent, there's another one depicted where he's sort of leaning over. They've actually been trained and undergone drills about Hillary's health now because they know that she could fall down or collapse at any time. And that was the interesting thing was I didn't know that you were on the – yeah, see, exactly. And you can see that the one guy's holding her up and the other guy has his hands outreached. It also appears in his left hand he might be holding something. I don't know if he has some kind of pen, the tan jacket in his left hand, or which would be on the far right of us. He might even be holding something right there in his hand. We can't tell, though, for sure. And it looks like
– Mike, on the other photos of this, you see – because people look at this and they say, oh, she must be on a tiny platform that's rickety and small. You see the zoomed out photos and it's this huge wide platform. It's not even very tall. She wouldn't fall off it if she was had adequate balance, right?
Right. That's how bad her balance is. And again, that's why she could fall any time. That's why that stool is with her all the time now. Because, well, it isn't now because of us, thankfully. She knows that anytime she can lean up against it, and we got it. We got her. Like, it's checkmated. Her health is a major issue. She could collapse at any moment. The media has always known it, and they've covered it up. But they can't cover it up anymore.
And you've got these three presidential debates coming up next month with Trump. Again, is she going to have this stool on standby? She's going to have to be walking around. This is the whole point of a debate. You have to project. You have to case your territory. It's like a dominant turf war kind of thing. Merely with your body language in these debates, she's going to be up there for a couple of hours a time with Trump at least, facing all these questions, which we know stresses her out. Do you foresee some kind of weird seizure or collapse in these high-pressure situations that are coming up for Hillary Clinton?
It was initially leaked to me by her own people that Hillary was going to push to have the debate sitting down, actually. So we exposed that right away. Hillary doesn't want to do the standing debate. So what I predict is that she is going to put up a bunch of barriers to try to make debates not even happen because she wants them sitting down. As you said, she can't stand up for 2 hours. She doesn't have the health to stand up for 2 hours. She wants to have the debate sitting. So what I predict will happen is there's going to be a push to have the debate sitting. And if Trump won't do him sitting, which he absolutely should not do, then she's going to try to find a way to weasel out of the debates.
Amazing. Now, just in the final couple of minutes, Mike, tell people how they can find you on Twitter. Tell them about your website and where they can get the book.
Sure. My Twitter is my last name, which is Cernovich. And that sends you to my books, my website. DangerInPlays.com is my website, and I cover a lot of issues about life primarily. And I always try to make it positive. You know, you never want to give in to the enemy and to feel hopelessness and to feel despair. We always keep it positive. I also have a podcast on iTunes. My books are over on Amazon and Audible. So if you find my Twitter or you go to DangerInPlays.com, that'll launch you to everything else I have going on.
Okay, that's dangerandplay.com, and the book is Guerrilla Mindset, which I got about a month ago and read it. I urge everybody to get that book. Mike Cernovich, we'll have you back on as this develops. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for your work, Paul. Kill it.
There goes Mike Cernovich again. Follow him on Twitter. The website is dangerandplay.com. Analyzing, tracking this Hillary's health scandal. Again, Drudge Report had the headline up earlier today. She's basically propped up by pillows at every speech she gives. We had a video yesterday where she visited, I think it was Joe Biden's childhood home. She literally needs a Zimmer frame at this point. I mean, not to be rude about it, but she looks like an 85-year-old granny who has problems getting from A to B, if A to B are 10 yards apart, which is exactly what the Secret Service agents have said privately, what the NYPD officers have said who work security at her events. She gives a 15-minute speech. She's literally collapsing. They have to help her back into the vehicle. This is obviously a major problem, given that she's about to take on, if she wins, the most stressful job in the world. And if it was all an open book, and that these problems were known and we could discuss them and debate them, then fair enough. But it's a cover-up. They said, oh, her physician said a year ago she was fine, and we're supposed to swallow that and accept it and not question it. Every single leftist mainstream media outlet, from CNN to the Washington Post to MSNBC, has been in full lockstep cover-up mode, trying to dismiss these questions as conspiracy theories, even as more and more prominent voices come out and voice them. We're going to be back with the final segment of The Alex Jones Show after the break. Infowars.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you.
can run on.
We are back for the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. Before we go to some final news headlines, InfoWarsLife.com has Living Defense 20% off for a limited time. Again, 20% discount on Living Defense, the harmful organism cleanser. Now is the time to secure your bottle for this discounted price before we completely run out again. Again, start eliminating toxic and harmful organisms from your body naturally without harmful chemicals. Get the products. It allows us to send reporters out to Milwaukee, to the RNC, to the DNC, to all these Trump rallies, and actually challenge the mainstream media directly to get the truth out, to birth the legend of Carl the Cook and AIDS Skrillex and Trigglypuff. There's no more important cause than that. And it's all supported by you getting the products at InfoWarsLife.com. Living Defense, 20% off for a limited time only. You've heard Alex rave about it. And again, it supports the growth of this platform, taking on the establishment media directly, which is exactly what we've done with Hillary's health. And Drudge Report now has my article from earlier linked. Again, Dr. Drew, who they call America's most trusted physician, a practicing physician, a board-certified medicine expert, not a conspiracy theorist. Remember, MSNBC had Charlie Pierce on there to debunk me. He was their noted medical expert, Charlie Pierce. Who's Charlie Pierce? He's a game show panelist. Okay, that's their medical expert. We've got neurologists. We've got America's most trusted physician. We've got Secret Service people who have been around Hillary, NYPD officers who have been around Hillary. But where are the conspiracy theorists for saying that there's something seriously wrong with Hillary's health? And they've been forced to address it. This is up on InfoWars.com. Clinton campaign. Trump is parroting lies and deranged conspiracy theories about Hillary's health. So they came out and said that it was deranged. There was no evidence for it. And now Trump's glommed onto it, and he's just parroting conspiracy theorists like top neurologist, America's most trusted physician. Again, Secret Service agent whistleblowers who are saying the same thing as each other. They're all conspiracy theorists. Don't listen to them as Hillary stumbles around, holds onto railings, leans against a stool, is propped up by pillows, has coughing fits, has weird seizures. It's all conspiracy theory. Don't talk about it. You're a misogynist. You're a sexist. Hillary has a vagina. That's why she should be elected president of the United States. That's all they've got at this point. Let's hit some final news stories. Malmo enjoys its eighth night in a row of cultural enrichment. They've had eight nights in a row of cars being set ablaze in Sweden's third largest city again. They're all in the no-go Muslim ghetto areas, which the left says don't exist, as the police, as the firefighters, as the ambulance workers are afraid to even go there, as the taxi drivers are afraid to even take you there, as we're chased out of them by actual Islamists, like you saw in Molenbeek, Brussels. But again, they don't exist, as cars are set ablaze for an eighth night in a row in Malmo. None of it exists. It's a conspiracy theory. Norwegian police chief says xenophobia is highly rational and justified, cites crime stats. Again, those annoying racist facts are getting in the way of the left's narrative again. They blamed all these rapes that were taking place in Norway on Norwegian drinking culture. Again, nothing to do with the fact that they've imported thousands of migrants who have no respect for women, who literally have a game called Taha Rush, which is about raping women. But again, none of that exists. It's a conspiracy theory. Left campaigns to shut down migrant skeptic newspapers. Here in the UK, they're actually trying to make advertisers boycott newspapers that report the truth about migrant crimes to try and get them shut down, while leftists in Germany who work in refugee camps are actually being raped by migrants. That's going to wrap it up for the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back tomorrow. Breaking news at InfoWars.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.